Stop here, in front of the tombstone of the writer and scientist Erasmus of Rotterdam, who lived in Basel every now and then and spent the last years of his life here. Among other things, Erasmus is famous for his work In Praise of Folly. In this book, the author very elegantly expressed his opinion about the structure of European society of that time. The main character of the piece of writing is the powerful goddess of folly, who describes her kingdom, listing her citizens, among whom are sovereigns and beggars, poets and orators, lawyers and philosophers. Almost no one escaped criticism. For many of the people, from nobles to simple builders and hunters, an accusing speech was prepared. Here, for example, is what Folly says about kings. They believe they have discharged all the duty of a prince if they hunt every day, keep a stable of fine horses, sell dignities and commands, and invent new ways of draining the citizens' purses and bringing it into their own exchequer. She describes monks as people who consider ignorance to be piety, dirt and begging to be great virtues, and because of important questions about the number of knots on the belt, the color of the mantle and the size of the hood, they forget the Christian dispensations. The medallion at the top represents not the deceased Erasmus, but the Roman god of boundary markers, Terminus. The name of this god is associated with the verb terminare, which means to demarcate, separate, limit or end, and became a symbol of beginning and end, border and transition. This god's motto, concedo nulli, I yield to no one, was the personal motto of Erasmus. The inscription is simple in its form, but it is very noble due to the material used and gilding applied. The text, translated from Latin, means that this tombstone is dedicated to Erasmus of Rotterdam, a great man in every respect, whose incomparable education in every kind of science, combined with equal wisdom, will be admired and praised by future generations. That his memory will live as long as the earth exists, and that thanks to his writings he will continue to live, and with the mediation of his works, speak with educated people of all nations. The inscription ends with a statement that Erasmus died in July 1536.